We don't stop enough. And now, you know, we've got these wonderful cell phones that allow us to be contacted at any hour of the day. But at the same time, we shouldn't be. We need to take time to rest. I think that we have to take time to stop and smell the roses, so to speak, you know?
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome to the My Future Business Show. My name is Rick Nusky, and it is my pleasure today to be talking about something a little bit different. Now, we're going to be looking at color, and we're going to be talking with Jeanette Chasworth of The Color Whisperer. How are you, Jeanette?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastically well. We had a bit of technical difficulties, let's say, earlier today, and we finally got there. So thank you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Not a problem. Now, I'm looking at your background here, and it seems to me you have a vibrant life with a lot of color. Tell us a little bit about your life with color.
I fell in love with color in design school. They took me at a class called Color Psychology, and it talks about how color influences everything we do, what we buy in the store, how we feel in different places. For instance, you'll see a lot of blue in airports because blue creates trust.
Right.
And it also makes you forget the passage of time. What a great place to forget the passage of time. It also has some natural healing properties to it. It can retard disease. So you see it a lot in hospitals. A lot of times the gowns that they put you in are blue, and that's why.
Right. Jeanette, when we look at, say, for example, somebody's business, let's just use My Future Business's website as an example. What can you tell us about feelings someone would get when they arrived at my website, for example?
Okay. So there's a couple of things going on there. The blue, oftentimes businesses use blue because of that trust factor that we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also a very friendly guy, I can tell you. You're very good at connecting people, and just you're very social. You're kind of like the life of the party kind of guy. And
that's a bit scary, so, that you know that.
It's what I do. That's why they call me the Color Whisperer.
There you go.
So that light blue brings in that part of you, which you need to honor as well. So it just shows your personality, because color, that's one of the things I do that they don't teach you in school, is the colors all have to do with personality and energy of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I match, the colors that match your energy in your home. So as a guy, you may not get this as much, but you probably do based on other things in your energy. How you feel in your favorite outfit, like you can just go take on the world.
Yeah.
Imagine if your home made you feel that way every day.
Yes, absolutely. And I'd say you are absolutely correct. I wear blue a lot, and I feel good in blue. I feel confident in blue. And, you know, we try and tie back your business with My Future Business's audience and their impressions of color. So, yeah, it's absolutely relevant. Now, I suspect you wouldn't see a great deal of businesses, I might be wrong, who use red, for example.
There are good reasons to use red. Like Verizon here in the United States, they use red as their logo. And actually, they have a thing now, whenever you turn on the phone, you get this big red dot, which I personally find very disturbing. But on many levels, it's very disturbing. But there are companies that use red. It's to get your attention. I want to back up to you for just a second. Do you have blue eyes as well?
I certainly do.
Okay. So this is an extra thing for you, that blue, especially you probably have more of a gray blue eye. You have more of a gray or bright blue.
It's quite vivid blue. Yeah, like a darker sky blue.
Awesome. So that is a color when you're wearing that color, people are going to feel more friendly to you. They're going to be more comfortable with you. You're more approachable. And so with the social aspect of you, that's a great color for you to be wearing.
Oh, taking some notes down right now as we speak. Thank you. Thank you so much for that insight on myself. I wonder, you know, when I look at the palette of colors and I think to myself, again, tying it back to our audience who are beginner entrepreneurs and existing small to medium-sized business owners, and let's say that they're just starting out, and we'll come back to the Color Whisperer business in a minute. When they're starting out, what is going on here in somebody's mind when they're trying to choose a color? How do they make that decision that's right for their business or their home or whatever for that matter?
So there's two things they want to look at. So what is the image they want to project? So that's where you can get, you know, psychology. I cover all this in my book, which is What's Color Got to Do with It, and tell you what the colors what feelings the colors have and what they promote. So you can start there. But then, like, you've done this beautifully. Blue is a color that reflects your energy, and you're getting the right colors, the right shades of that color that reflects your energy, but it also reflects your business.
Yeah.
So me as an interior designer, I mean, I could choose any color, but right now, thank you, thanks to some a wonderful famous family, there's a lot of black and white out there right now. So, you know, you do see a lot of people doing black and white logos with interior design because they're trying to get that crowd and follow that trend. Now that may be trendy, but that would not look like me.
Yeah.
And what I do, because I mean, hello, black and white, that's the antithesis of what I do.
I do.
If somebody needs that, I will do that. If that fits their personality, that's fine. But I needed something that reflected mine. So I personally found a dragonfly, and it's got teals and oranges and greens and yellows. It has a lot of color in it. And the dragonfly has kind of become synonymous with me, because one of the things I do is I help people do renewal, help them through the next stage of their life. Maybe somebody's died, maybe it's a new job. And so that dragonfly is a really important emblem for me, because that's where my skill is helping them to renew not just their home, but their own energy and their own spirit and their own life.
It seems to me that there's, you know, going back to nature again, aren't we? We're able to, and you see this in design from, you know, building design, let alone color design and all the other aspects of design, that they often lean on nature to draw inspiration. Is that relevant?
We are always going back to nature. And you know what? God's the best artist there is. You know, all you got to do is look at a sunset or a sunrise or, you know, trees, leaves. There's so much amazing color. The way he puts things together is incredible. So, yeah. And the other thing, too, is humans, we need that touch with nature. So we're always trying to bring the outside in.
Yeah. And we're so much of a hustle and bustle society nowadays, with a focus on, you know, I guess making money and all these other tangible things, whereas we would take a lot of benefit, I suspect, if we just sat back and actually stopped and looked at a sunset occasionally.
Yeah, we don't stop enough. And now, you know, we've got these wonderful cell phones that allow us to be contacted at any hour of the day. But at the same time, we shouldn't be. We need to take time to rest.
Yeah.
I think that we have to take time to stop and smell the roses, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. With your Color Whisperer business, what is it that you actually do for your clients, and who is your target audience?
So it is people who are going through some kind of renewal. They want to renew their energy. They want to get a fresh new look on life. I'm starting to also target home entrepreneurs, because it's hard to do the home office thing, which you know. But it's somebody who really wants to make the most of their home and of themselves. So it's somebody who's into personal growth. What I do is, as I talked about, there's the energy of color. And so I really match what that person's energy is, the energy of the home, and the energy that you want to create. So for instance, I had a client, she loved golds and oranges, and she loved the sun. That was a really big thing for her. So we found some tiles that were really beautiful suns, and we put them in her shower when we redid her bathroom. And she says, "Jeanette, every morning I wake up, it is such a joy to go in there." So that was a room she wanted to brighten up and enliven her. And then we did another, her bedroom, and she's like, "No, I need to rest in here. I have a hard time sleeping. I want a color that calms me." So I take those three things. It's what kind of feeling does the person need in that space? What colors match them energetically? And what colors match the house energetically? Because the house has a personality too, through the architecture and everything else. And if there's more than one person, then I bring in that match as well. So you have a little bit of something for everybody. And you can do that with texture and shape and furniture style. So there's a little something for everybody in there. And they all get to be revived that way.
You talked about something that I was thinking about, which is another person. Let's say it's your partner, your wife, your husband, whoever it might be. They live in the same home as you do, and they frequently are in your, let's call it your office space, doing work or whatever it is they do. How difficult is it to, if I'm at opposite spectrums of the color range to my wife, for example? Do you meld the blue with the orange, which she is passionate about, and you say, well, what comes out of blue and orange? Is that how this works?
So is she somebody who's always busy, always getting things done? If you need somebody, she's kind of the go-to person.
Yes,
And
absolutely. Acts of service is
okay.
her love language, as she puts it.
And so she's very busy. And that makes sense that she would even you out. That's that you it's a little bit of a yin and yang thing where you guys even each other out, because she's probably not as comfortable in a crowd as you are either.
No, she's not, funny enough.
Okay. So if she's what I, if she, if her color palette is what I think it is, then kind of there's a medium place where you guys do meet with teal. And so your blue can run into that teal. Her color palette, I bet, can run into a teal. And we find the teal where it is it one, is it more your office or is it more her
It's more
office?
mine, absolutely.
Okay. In that case, what we do then is we find the teal that's yours. And then we accent it with some of her colors so that when she's in there, she's still comfortable in there. But this is a place where you need to be on your best game because you're doing your podcast, you're doing work there. And actually, teal is a color of communication. So that's a perfect color for you to have in there, period.
Is it important for a child's development to be associated with certain colors? We often see that, for our home, for example, we had a mishmash of all these bright, vibrant colors, because early on you don't necessarily know which color is going to be, their color, if you like. How does that work,
Right.
and how important is that for children?
Oh, it's huge. When they're little, they can handle more stimulation. In fact, they need more stimulation because their brains are such sponges. So they need those brighter colors. As we get older, we get stimulation from so many other places. We're trying to limit it.
Yeah, filter
So
it
we don't
out.
like brighter colors as much. But I think it's real important. People paint a nursery, and then they think, oh, this is a great color. It'll last the kid its whole childhood. I kind of hope not. I think that around five, six, seven, if you're doing the kid's room, the kids should get to choose what that color is within reason, but that the kid has to have a space that is theirs. And so within there's four personality types. Once again, this is a book. But there's four personality types, and if by that age you can see which one your child is. And there's different parameters. Some if your kid's really friendly, the brighter, lighter colors. If it's more like your wife, they're more earthy colors. If your kid really gets needs more, it gets really stressed out, needs more peaceful colors, softer, softer hues, and then it's just like really bold and really likes to stretch his wings, and you know, then you can use some bold colors. And it's important that to me that they have a space that they get to express their personality. It's only paint, you know, or even if it's a duvet or a comforter, it's such an easy thing to change.
Of course.
And yeah, it's going to change as they grow because that's what it's supposed to do as we evolve. You know, one of the things I do a lot is I work with people who are evolving into another stage of their life.
Yes.
And yeah, they got to change, you know? When somebody dies, widow or even a divorce, you have to make some changes in the home to continue on. You know, at first you're like hanging on to everything, going, oh, you know, I want to be close. I don't really want it to change. And then it's like a ghost in the house almost, because you can't have that life anymore. And the only way to keep moving forward and taking the next step is to change your house to reflect who you are for the next part of your life.
And we find that, you know, I think humans in general, I might be overgeneralizing, but change is difficult, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes we don't like it. Sometimes we're thrust into it. But God has a plan sometimes that we don't like, okay, fine. You don't, he knocks first. And you don't listen. He knocks louder. You don't listen. Then he knocks real loud. You better listen that time.
You've
Do you
got
want to knock louder?
no choice at that stage, do you? No, I'm looking at your website here again, and it's amazing. You've got Best of Whose, is that how you pronounce it? 2014,
House.
2016 House, and 2017. Tell us a little bit about that, and CBC, ABC, Fox, and all these sorts of things.
So House is a website here in the United States, and they want to be and are working, doing a very good job of being the leading site for interior designers and for people going and looking for interior design ideas. And so I'm posted on there, and it goes based on reviews. So I've gotten some good reviews, and that's why I got those badges. My book, What's Color Got to Do with It? I published it. It's been about 5 years now, and I did get to be an Amazon bestseller, and through that, it got posted on all those news sites, and it's pretty exciting.
That's
So,
awesome. I mean, was it a very difficult journey to create a book?
it's like having a baby.
At least 9 months then.
You know, you start it, you get the idea, you get this burst of, wow, I'm gonna do this, and like I got the whole name and how it's gonna be, and then it takes, it took me a little bit longer than 9 months, but it takes some time to get it through. And then I had some Braxton Hicks and thought I was almost done, and then I wasn't done, and so then it comes out and you're just so proud that, you know, you've got this book. And yeah, so it's, and it is, it's kind of like, you know, this is my legacy. I didn't get kids, so that's really my baby.
Well, I have to say, it's a congratulation to you for doing this. I speak to many different types of entrepreneurs, and they are either contemplating or have started and either failed or completely finished a book, and they have said that it is definitely a journey.
Yeah. Many people have said how brave I was or how amazing it is, and it's, and that's the I'm a similar personality to your wife, and it's like I don't feel that it was brave. It was just something I had to do. You know? And you know, we just keep doing. Just keep doing.
Has it opened up some new doors for you having this book?
Yeah. Doing stuff like this, doing podcasts, doing speaking gigs, been on the radio, it got me on those TV. It got me as the as seen on TV. That was pretty exciting. I am the color expert for a magazine here in the States called Fabulous Floors Magazine. Through that, there's been a few other interesting things that have happened, a couple other publications. So it does, it's all being seen as an expert, and that's what it's all about, right? And it's not like I haven't made $1 million off my book. I don't really, and that was never the intention. It was, how do I get my name out there more, you know?
So when somebody wants to contact a professional like yourself about color, what is the process that you take them through, and can anybody globally work with you?
I am starting to work via phone, Skype, Zoom, whatever. I've been honing my whispering skills to a different level, and I actually had my first session today doing that, and I was really excited about doing it that way. Like, this is really neat. I can do some really amazing things this way. So yes, it can be over the phone.
I mean, I can tell straight away that, I've taken some value from the call personally in terms of, hey, look, I've got these color ideas, but I'm not sure how they match my wife. And I can see how that could translate for people that are wanting to work with you. So if you're on the call today and you're listening to this, regardless of where you are in the world, it would be wise of you to reach out and ask a few questions of Jeanette. So when people want to find you, Jeanette, where would they go?
So my website is thecolorwhisperer.com, just like the dog whisperer. I'm the color whisperer.
Yes.
And there is a free ebook on there that is called Breaking Your Cocoon with Color. And it shows you how color affects you, and it gives you the basic, the color psychology part. So it gives you a nice opening place to start. And then if you want to work with me, I've got a Calendly page, or you can just send me an email, call me, text me, Facebook me, whatever, whatever you want, whatever works.
Whatever works.
I'm pretty open to that. So yeah, but it's just go in there and get the ebook, and yeah, more than happy to help.
So everybody who is listening to the call today, the domain again is www.thecolorwhisperer. That's Color. Jeanette, thanks once again for joining me on the My Future Business Show today.
Thank you so much. This was wonderful.
It's been fun having you on the call with us today. Now click on that big red subscribe button and make sure you leave us a comment, share us with your friends, and join the growing list of leading entrepreneurs who have enjoyed their time on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews.